The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Thank you for being with us again for Entertainment News. Along with Larry London, the host of Border Crossings on VOA, I'm Ira Melman. And Larry, you have not informed me who we are talking about today.
Surprise, surprise, Ira. Yeah. Today, it's going to be a band that performed at the Super Bowl halftime show not too long ago. They are known as Maroon 5, and we've had quite a few hits from Maroon 5, who began in 1994 when they were high school students in Southern California as Kara's Flowers, and they were actually an a cappella singing group and then evolved in college into what became Maroon 5 in 2001. And they released their debut album called Songs About Jane, which got them a Grammy for Best New Artist in 2005 and sold over 4 million copies. So today's Future Gold is off their upcoming 7th album. So let's check out a song called Nobody's Love from Maroon 5. Nobody's love but yours. And my love ain't your love. It's never gonna be nobody's love. Never gonna need nobody's touch but yours. Sick of
So, Larry, who makes up this group?
Adam Levine is kind of the sound of Maroon 5. He's the lead singer, the primary vocalist. It's also consisting of PJ Morton, who plays keyboards and released his own album earlier this year, Jesse Carmichael, James Valentine, and Ryan Dusick was one of the original members who left the group, and Matt Flynn, along with Sam Farrar. And so they have been together, as I mentioned, since 1994. And their 7th album is expected to come out soon. Back in 2017, their last album, which was number 6 for them, called Red Pill Blues, went on to add more than $120 million in total sales, making Maroon 5 one of the best-selling bands in the world. In fact, in 2019, I mentioned they performed at the Super Bowl to over 100 million viewers. So we're waiting for the 7th album to come out. Today's Future Gold is for Maroon 5, Adam Levine. And it's a song called Nobody's Love. It's a great song for Maroon 5. But sounds like, you know, most of their music sounds similar. So it's nothing new and different. You wouldn't expect anything different. It's got the same singer. So it's got the same sound. But it's nice to hear some new music. Memories was the last song they put out a few months ago.
He's Larry London. I'm Ira Melman. We'll both be back with you next week for another edition of Entertainment News.
That was a program from the Voice of America.